On Friday, Fox News Channel turned 10. In the interest of full disclosure, there's not much love lost between us. They'll never supply us with anyone to interview. And Garfield once refused to go on Bill O'Reilly's show, so he took umbrage at us on his air for things we said about him on our air.
Basically, this is a far-left bomb thrower, Garfield, right, who, if you are perceived to be by him a conservative or traditionalist, he's going to come after you no matter what.
Though its audience has begun to erode, in its first decade, Fox News Channel revolutionized 24-hour cable news and maybe even tinkered with the meaning of news itself. CNN and MSNBC have struggled against that juggernaut by filling the time with fewer reports and more hot air, as conservative commentator Cal Thomas noted on Fox News Watch.
All of them are trying to copy Fox now, to be honest. Many of them are doing more tabloid, more big lip blondes and all this kind of stuff. There's only so much of that trailer trash pie to go around. And you gotta get out there and do the serious stuff once in a while.
Yeah, he was kidding, sort of. But Fox News Channel does provide a safe harbor for those who feel slighted by most of the rest of the media. Vice President Dick Cheney has stipulated that TVs in his hotel rooms be pre-tuned to Fox. He wants fair and balanced news from reporters like senior business correspondent Brenda Butner, who muses here on the potential impact of a terrorist attack on the stock market.
Thank God, and thank President Bush, it hasn't happened here yet. But they've been trying, and President Bush has been trying to stop them, despite the opposition of some very misled people.
Fox News has loyal viewers. Research says they're not the best informed viewers, more likely to believe that Saddam Hussein was behind 9/11 and that he had weapons of mass destruction. But then Fox News's on-air talent seems to believe those things, still. Although after Fox News Channel interviewer Chris Wallace had his famous dust-up with former President Clinton, he was defended by liberal commentator Neil Gabler.
He is not a Hannity. He is not an O'Reilly. He is not a Brit Hume. He is not a Cavuto. He is not a John Gibson.
Could you, Schill. Could you put one person on that list from another network?
Well, I'm talking about this
place.
He is not a shill for the Bush administration.
Now, that remark also was made on Fox News Watch, which airs on Sunday mornings, hosted by Eric Burns. So Fox News Channel may not be fair and balanced in prime time, but its weekend media show is at least free and easy. And the cable channel's broadcast counterpart, the Fox Network, is downright brutal.
In Springfield today, a sex scandal has brought in reporters from around the world. Why, here's Fox News.
So happy birthday, Fox News Channel, from your friends, the far-left-wing bomb throwers. Thanks for all the material.
Up next, journalists who put their big ideas on the big screen.
This is On the Media from NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Kresge Foundation, investing in nonprofits to help them catalyze growth, connect to stakeholders, and challenge greater support. On the web at kresge.org. The Wallace Foundation, supporting ideas, sharing solutions, expanding opportunities. On the web at wallacefoundation.org. And the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, committed to helping Americans lead healthier lives and get the care they need. On the web at rwjf.org. This is NPR.